You're listening to the ESO Network, your station for all things geek.
In a world filled with cigars, craft beer, comics, movies, and video games,
only two men are brave enough to search out all things nerdy.
It's the Cigar Nerds Podcast!
And welcome to Cigar Nerds Podcast. I'm your host, Smokin' Joe.
I'm Brad Jackson.
The Raspy.
Raspin' Jackson.
Well, I'm smoking something fancy. I got the new Rocky Patel Gold Label. It's got a Ecuadorian Habano wrapper over Connecticut Shade and Broadleaf binders with a fillers from Jalapa and Esteli.
You know, it's funny. I actually have one of those cigars.
Wow. Have you smoked it yet?
No. I was, like I said, at midnight, you know, the throat and stuff started acting up and I was having all these coughing fits. And I was like, I'm going to record with you today.
And then die.
I mean, I don't really feel bad per se, but
yeah, just a throat, sinus drainage, jack your throat up or something. Do you want to do a review on Dayquil?
I highly recommend
notes of cherries and
Dayquil, severe cold and flu, acetaminophen, all these other big words. All I know is it still tastes like quill and. We'll see how it goes.
do a cold video and be like, all right, yeah, here's the cigars to pair with Dayquil.
I feel like we should do an infomercial. And today's episode brought to you by Vicks.
We'll get some of the old school Tussin and just like get all fucked up and try to record an episode and be like, no telling what would like, we don't remember this episode. We just got to like review the tape later to figure out what the fuck we were talking about because we were robo-tripping.
That never works well. Like, people are like, yeah, we should totally record when we're drunk or whatever. I remember us doing that one time, and it's like, all the ideas that seem so great. It's like, this sounds like absolute horseshit.
Oh, that's like the Joe Rogan did a podcast. I think it was having Post Malone, but they just did mushrooms before the podcast, and it's like 3 hours of just gibberish. It's like a show that only makes sense to them. It's like, yeah, there's some things you just can't do on...
it's different for the people that are in the same mindset, right? It's like, it's fun to be around drunk people when you're drunk.
Yeah.
It's annoying as fuck to be around drunk people when you're sober. Depending on, you know, who said people are and whatnot. But
yeah, true enough.
You know, if you're not on that level, then chances are it's not going to be a good time because you're just going to end up like...
Yeah, I spent too much time in law enforcement dealing with drunk assholes that I'm like, unless I am also the drunk asshole, I hate fucking drunks. It's like, just shut the fuck up. Sit down. Shut the fuck up. Oh. But speaking of weird assholes, this week we're talking about Deadpool and Wolverine, the thing we've been wanting for God knows how many years. It finally happened, and we're going to go deep into it, spoiler alerts and whatnot. And if you've got to...
deep.
Yeah, deep in the pool. We're going to the deep end of the pool. And if you're going to fight rogue TVA agents, you should call in the Strike Force. StrikeForceEnergy.com, promo code CigarNerds for 20% off your order. Comes in little tiny tin pouches you can put in your utility belt.
Or your prison wallet.
Either
your
one.
Choice.
But we'll be right back with the show. Life is a mystery. Everyone must stand alone. I hear you call my name. And it feels like...
We'll be right back.
And welcome back. Time for some Deadpool. X gonna give it to you. Fucking, before we even get into, like, the meat of this, fucking Deadpool movies always have the best soundtracks.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, dude, they had all the, you know, IP properties. All of them.
And it's always, like, shit that you don't think would fit in, like, a big, like, epic action moment, but then you're like...
Like, bye, bye, bye.
Yes, like... I never knew I wanted to see, like, you know, extreme violence to an NSYNC song that I'm like, all right. Deadpool.
Made it happen.
Yeah, but this is like something...
I mean, with Disney dollars, dude, everything's possible.
And the thing about this particular movie is just... I told someone the other day, they asked, I was like... This is the greatest movie ever made for people of a certain age. Because it's really a love letter to the Fox Marvel Universe before. Like all the, if you're like us and you're in your early 40s or mid 40s and you grew up on those original Marvel movies before the MCU was even a thing, when you had, you know, Blade, Daredevil, the X-Men, all that original shit. There's even the fucking first couple Fantastic Four movies before that last one that really sucked. It's like, this was like just a goodbye to like all those things like from our childhood. It was like, oh shit, this like, you know, fucking like, or the other thing is it went, and I appreciated this in this movie because a lot of movies that are like, hey, all right, yeah, this is a comic book property, but we've got to kind of water it down enough for people who aren't fans of comics to get what's going on in this movie. Where this, they're like, fuck that. We went like hardcore into the Wolverine and Deadpool lore. So it's like, if someone's like a young person who's only knows Deadpool from the Deadpool movies, there might not be a lot of shit that you like do not understand in this movie, but people like kind of in our wheelhouse that have like, read Wolverine, read Deadpool, watched all the old Marvel Universe movies before Disney. It's like, oh, fuck. This is like everything that I've ever wanted jammed into one fucking movie.
It was just Mad Max.
Yeah.
With comic book characters.
And it's such a, like, just crazy, like, shit collection of things that it's like, you know, most time we review a movie, we kind of go in chronological order, but this fucking movie's a fever dream. I don't even know if I can keep up with, like,
dude, I'm gonna chronological order. I'm for sure gonna have to watch it a second time. One, because it was that good, and then two, like, the parts I was laughing my ass off and stuff in, like, I'm sure there was shit happening that, like,
yeah,
I didn't
so
even
catch.
There's
so much, like, shit, like, in the background of scenes and stuff that it's like, yeah, like, once it comes out on video, I've got to watch it again just so I can, like, pause and be like, what the hell is going on? But you already mentioned NSYNC, bye, bye, bye. That is probably... That's when I knew that I'm like, oh, this movie's going, like, hard. Because, I mean, it starts off with the TVA, like, recruiting Deadpool. And they're like, hey, by the way, there's anchor beings that are such a powerful... integral part of that this universe that once they die, the whole universe will eventually die. And we're just going to, like, you know, skip ahead and just destroy your whole universe. But you're special because you can, like, see the multiverse and shit. And so we want you to, like, you know, come join this other universe. But everyone you know and love is dead because, you know, Wolverine died in your universe. And he's like, fuck that. Now I have to save my universe. He's like, that's not how healing factors work. Wolverine's not dead. And then goes to, like, dig up fucking Wolverine's body from the end of Logan, if you've seen that movie. And he's like, ah, oh, fuck, he's really dead. But then the TVA shows up, and we get this huge epic fight where he's using Wolverine's corpse as a fucking weapon.
Yes.
That was the point where I was like, oh, this movie's going to go... Anyone who worried about Disney taking over Deadpool and neutering him was like, nope, these motherfuckers are going to go hard.
with lots and lots and lots of monies. Wow. Check, check, check. Man, my mic just dropped on me.
I think, say, was it you or was it Dave?
No,
your voice.
I don't know if it's a voice to mic. What it was? Something's being weird.
Still sounds normal.
Well, that's good. As long as you hear normal, I don't.
Yeah, it was just a small eek.
Yeah, I noticed that too.
But fucking the point where he starts using Wolverine's legs as nunchucks. I was like, goddamn, I want some bone nunchucks now. That looks badass.
Oh, speaking of which, I have some nunchucks. Do you need nunchucks? I happen to have a couple pairs.
Would you just randomly come across nunchucks?
Don't ask, don't tell, motherfucker. Okay? You might not be the only ninja.
I got a couple nunchucks. I got a chain whip, too. I don't know how to use it, but I bought one.
But I don't know, going back to, kind of this era, I mean, dude, you had fucking Goo Goo Dolls, NSYNC, Avril Lavigne.
Yes, it was like, early 2000s, Fergie, late 90s, fucking playlist of, and it's like, everyone's like, yeah, it's the joke, freaking.
And Green Day, I forgot about them.
Because it was the video for Celine Dion's song from the last movie. He's like, she's too much of a diva. I knew I should have got NSYNC for this. And then sure enough, he gets NSYNC for the next movie.
Of course he does.
But yeah, when he straps on the Wolverine claws during that fight too, he's like, I was like, there was a few moments in this movie where I was like, fuck yes. And he's like, yeah, I start trying to and then he ends up stabbing himself in the arm. He's like, fuck, being a Wolverine is hard. He stabs the one guy in the dick and the other one in the ass and gets his hands stuck. And I was like, oh shit, fucking Disney, just let him do whatever the fuck he wanted for this movie. Dude,
they would be foolish not to.
I saw some interviews with the director and they're like, that whole joke about not being able to do cocaine in this movie, that's real. That's really the only thing. Kevin Feige was like, hey guys, I want us to make a Deadpool movie, but would it be all right if we didn't do all the drugs? And they're like, no, yeah, sure, no problem. And they're like, we immediately went and wrote that scene of how Kevin Feige won't let us do cocaine. That was one of the first jokes we wrote for this movie. And now I've got some new, Booger Sugar was, always my, kind of one of my favorite. But then Forrest Bump, I'm like, I like that. I got some new cocaine references that I didn't have before.
So now go tell all your law enforcement buddies and then we'll have to create new slang.
Forrest Bump.
Nobody's allowed to have fun around Joe.
I'm retired. Do all the cocaine you want.
You guys cool?
whoa, we're not that cool. if someone ever asks you in a strip club if you're cool, don't say you're cool or they'll do cocaine on your table. You're like, bro, we need to define what you mean by cool, because there's cool and then there's...
I was just disappointed that there was cocaine. No stripper ass and cocaine. I thought both of those had to go hand in hand. Yeah. I thought that was the universal, but maybe the table's cleaner than the ass. I'm not sure.
That club, probably.
Deadpool and Wolverine, we too have had adventures.
But yeah, when he finds out that his Wolverine is dead, and then goes on the we're just gonna go find another Wolverine. And man, they went through almost every freaking comic version of Wolverine.
Yes.
I was like, that even the future Wolverine where he's missing a hand, and then Cavalrine. I mean, if Hugh Jackman's retiring and we're finally bringing the X-Men into the Marvel Universe, Gotta say, Henry Cavill looked pretty badass smoking a cigar and, like, you know,
oh, yeah,
with the Wolverine
sure.
hair and shit. I was like, oh, damn. And even Deadpool's like, yes, come on, bro. We'll treat you way better than those guys down the street. Fuck DC, man. Come work with us.
That's what I love, too. Just all of the jokes about all of the big companies that have made everybody millions.
Yeah, because, you know, that's one of the great things about Deadpool is he's his just mental weirdness that he actually knows he's a comic book character and kind of like sees all the universes and like even like, I mean, he even has like a fucking Will Smith reference when the guy's like, you're the worst thing to ever come out of Canada. And he freaking bounces his sword through his head. He's like, keep my country's name out of your fucking mouth. And my sword. Get that back. Yeah, I heard a stat that there's 119 uses of the word fuck in the Marvel Universe. One of those is in Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3, and the other 118 are in Deadpool.
I believe it. Aren't you allowed, like, one fuck to keep the PG-13
yes, you
rating?
Get one fuck in a PG-13. But they've never taken advantage of that until...
Guardians.
Guardians, yeah. Just get in the fucking car. especially like a movie series that has Samuel L. Jackson. How they've not used fuck yet, I don't know. I thought that was in his contract. He almost got it that one time. He's like, what the f-? And then he turned to dust before he could
yeah.
finish. just cock teasing us with the... He tried to give a fuck and they wouldn't let him.
Tried so hard.
Got so far.
I don't know. Has anybody checked on the price index of Honda Odysseys, though? That's my question. Like, everybody now is going to run out and be like, yeah, got me an Odyssey.
Oh. Just the, yeah, the TVA banishes them to the void, as we saw in the Loki series, where all the things that have been erased from various timelines go to become junk. And we get, like, all the fucking, like, old heroes.
No, dude, we just got Mad Max with comic book characters.
That one, like, fucking ship that, like, just looked like a giant dick dragging two balls.
My anchor's not anchoring.
Oh, but that one, because, like, I had to see this opening weekend because I was like, there's going to be so much shit in here that's going to get spoiled in the next couple of weeks that I didn't know like they had.
See, I'm really good about staying off of the Facebooks and everything else. Like, I'm weird, dude. I'm weird.
You work a real job where you're out in the world. I sit on the internet all day. It's pretty much my job. So I come across tons of shit. But I had no idea the amount of cameos this movie was going to have. But that first one where... Well, other than the Henry Cavill Wolverine, where, like, you know, they're fighting the bad guys, and there's like, we got to work, you know, we don't fight each other, we work together. And he's like, oh, shit. And he's, you know, got kind of a scarf over, so you can't see that, but you see some red, white, and blue, and you're like, is it? And fucking Deadpool, it's Cap. He's like, he's going to say the thing. He's like, say the thing. And he's like, flame on, and he's like, what the shit? And I'm like, oh, fuck, it's Johnny Storm.
Now that's a superhero landing.
It's so weird seeing him do that character again. Like, you've just associated Evans with Captain America, and you almost, like, forget that he was in Fantastic Four. And then hearing him cuss, it's like, oh, we've got so used to Cap, like, language. Like, he's like, fuck that bitch. That he didn't have to do as much roids, because Johnny Storm is a little bit skinnier than Cap. That's half the reason he retired. He's like, dude, I'm getting tired of, like, doing all the roids. Like, Cap's, like, I'm just too swole to be Cap anymore. I just want to be a regular, like, you know.
I just want to be a regular guy.
Regular dude.
It's not America's ass anymore. It's going to get replaced.
And it's every time him and Wolverine's get into a fight, it's basically two immortals fighting. You can't really do anything. They can't kill each other, but they just ridiculously fuck each other up. And like when the,
and then pass out in each other's arms.
Yeah, when the Mad Max guy shows up and it's like original X-Men movie, fucking, Sabretooth. That's, oh shit, we're finally going to give the people what they want. Oh, here, hold on, let me pull all my knives out of you because you look ridiculous. Yeah, all right, now, fight.
How long does their regenerative thing take?
Well, Deadpool's is like almost instantaneous. And I think Wolverine's like pretty fucking close. Well, see, Deadpool's like, I saw a thing, it was like their healing factors are kind of different because Deadpool is like dying of cancer, so his body is constantly regenerating. Like, Wolverine just has to regenerate when he gets hurt, but Deadpool is, like, in a constant state of regeneration because he's, like, basically always dying.
Like, is there a limit?
I don't know. Deadpool is, like, he is regrown from just a severed head. In the comics, anyway. Yeah, as long as there's like a cell left, a Deadpool will be born
into many, many pools.
Oh, speaking of the many pools, like I said, it's entirely too hard. There's so much like just like, oh my god, you remember this thing? That it's going to be in this review is going to be like some crack monkey shit because we can't keep up with the continuity because we're just going to be bouncing around like. I mean, I'm excited. Brad's high on Dayquil. We're going to be all over the place. But yeah, let's go ahead and jump way forward till we finally... They kept talking about him. We met Dogpool and Nicepool, which I like animals. That is the ugliest fucking dog I have ever seen. I mean, I don't even know what kind of dog that is, but that is just the thing of nightmares. I mean, I thought chihuahuas were ugly, but I think, like, just the tongue hanging out and shit. Oh. And then him, like, basically making out with it. I'm like, bro. But yeah, we got, yeah, fucking Nicepool and shit. But yeah, the... When the Deadpool Corps, because they, you know, the people of the Wasteland is like, well, you know, don't go that way, you know, the Deadpool Corps, you know, over there, and those people are really fucked up. It's like the, you know, Wasteland. We don't get a lot of Wolverines in the Wasteland, but this place is just stupid with pools. And when they finally, like, you know, the Cassandra Nova sends the Deadpool Corps after Pool and Wolverine, and just the mass of pool. Like, I was like, oh shit, there's Head Pool and Lady Pool and fucking
dude. It was like being at Dragon Con.
Western Pool. Yeah, that's when they, like, last year, like, there's always been a lot of Deadpools at Dragon Con, but it's kind of waned in the last couple years.
There's going to be so many Deadpools.
Last year, it was, like, just a shitload of Barbies and Kens. This year, it's all going to be Deadpools and Wolverines. Just, this movie gave everyone a license to make any kind of variant of Deadpool they want to make, and it's...
As if they weren't already.
Yeah, and, I mean, it's going to be like the Ken and Barbie last year. It was like, hey, Pool! Hey, Pool! And...
just one of us. Literally.
I mean, if we're out smoking...
A murder on pools.
And 100 Deadpools come out, I'm like, all right, that's going to be a little more comfortable in that environment than I was when the, like, 100 Barbies showed up.
Just an ocean of pink.
Yeah.
You're like, pink and
we're
neon.
We're in danger. Did you, out of the pools, did you have a favorite pool?
Totally Dogpool.
Dogpool was like fucking and like the basically like
and,
that,
and like Wild West fucking pool. Yeah, is always one that I've
and
I liked.
Whatever the Samurai Deadpool too looked badass. Yeah, I mean, but that was like the
like that's one of those where like you were talking about on home video where it's like pause so that way yeah. I can actually like try
yeah,
to figure out like there,
yeah,
there's just so
I've
much
just
happening.
Seen like just posts on Facebook, like, "Hey, look at this pool." I was like, "Yeah," because they had like Canadian pool, They had Wrexham Pool because, you know, Ryan Reynolds owns that fucking soccer team. So there was like, had like the Welsh flag on his chest. And that was pretty much the scene where he's like, all right, all my friends that want to have cameos, we're going to stick you in it. Because apparently Cowboy Pool was Matthew McConaughey. Head Pool was Nathan Fillion. which is just Deadpool's zombified severed head that fought. But yeah, his whole, like, Lady Pool is his wife. Kid Pool is his oldest daughter. And then Baby Pool was his, like, youngest kid. He's like, just put, like, the entire Pool family in there.
It's like, oh, God, she's back.
Yeah, apparently the, whatever, Welsh Pool that was one of, like, his, like, soccer players, too.
Oh, that's kind of cool, then. It's like, hey, I own you. You want to be in a Deadpool movie? Okay.
Oh, but, like, he pulls out the fucking Nice Pool and is like, all right, I'm going to use you as, like, a human shield. And they, like, just shoot the fuck out of him. He's like, all right, how long does it take you to regenerate? Regenerate? I don't regenerate. He's like, ah, shit. And then Wolverine picks up Dogpool, and they're like, whoa, nobody shoot. He's got Dogpool. Like, they don't give a fuck about Nicepool, but, like, nobody hurt the dog.
Well, I just love that Peter got his comeuppance. Where?
He shows up in, like, fucking Deadpool outfit. He's like, guys, stop. This pool's with me. I'm like, oh, shit, it's Peter. They're like, what? You know him? Going, hell yeah, every universe has a Peter. So he's like, he finally got to be in Deadpool.
But Ryan Reynolds trying to be the car salesman. Mm-hmm. That was fucking great.
What's the difference between this car and the other one? Well, this car doesn't suck ass. Sorry, I don't have kids. Pardon my language. Speaking of cars, when they steal or borrow Nicepool's car to make it across the wasteland, and they end up getting in a fight inside that thing. That's probably one of the best fight scenes, is those two just immortal motherfuckers just, like, slicing it, like, but stuck inside this tiny-ass car. It's like CQP to a new level. And then it shows later they both just kind of, like, fought till they're, like, just decided to take a nap because they can't do anything to each other. But the interior is just coated with blood. And Deadpool's, like, tied up with the fucking seatbelt. Just like, shut the fuck up. You're on a timeout.
Such a fun dynamic. And going through all the different, you know, fucking Wolverines through the years was pretty awesome.
Oh, the James Bond Wolverine?
Yeah.
Like the eye patch just playing poker or whatever they was playing. And he finally finds, like, the...
Like, there was a lot more nostalgia and, you know, references, like you were saying, like, shit that it's probably going to take me 3 times watching to pick up on. Like, Rachel, right out of the gate, she was like, haha, it's funny, he referenced Gossip Girl because his wife's in Gossip Girl. She's like, you didn't get that, did you? Because you didn't watch Gossip Girl. I was like, I did not.
Well, apparently, the guy who, and Rob Liefeld, like, it's kind of funny, too, because when he invented the character of Lady Pool, and this was before, like, way before Ryan Reynolds and her was together, he designed it based on her, because he was a huge Gossip Girls fan. So he's like, when he made Lady Pool, he drew it to look like, what's her name? And then she gets to play the character, like, all these years later. It's like everything's coming, like, full circle.
Like, the universe has spoken and said, yes, we want many, many pools, keep doing this shit.
Oh, and then, as we already talked about, Johnny Storm showing up, but when they get to, like, Cassandra Nova's castle in the wasteland, which is made out of, like, giant Ant-Man's dead body, and he's like, hey, Paul Rudd finally aged. But yeah, all the, like, the classic villains from, like, all the old movies and shit, like, oh, there's fucking, like, the X-Men version of Juggernaut, and for the most part, I mean, there was some exceptions where they had to get guys that just kind of looked that way, but for a lot of them, they brought back the original actors, even in these like the small like cameo bits, or at least got somebody that looked close enough to the original actors that it you know kind of paid off. But then we get the reveal of the Wasteland Resistance, and it's freaking Jennifer Garner, Elektra, X-23 from Logan. Goddamn Blade. When Wesley Snipes walks out, that was another one of those things where I was like, holy fuck! It's goddamn Blade! And like he has that joke later, he's like, there's, you know, tons of Deadpools and Wolverines, but there's only one Blade. Only ever will be one Blade. And then Ryan Reynolds like looks at the camera because there's supposed to be another Blade movie coming out with a different Blade. But now I want another, like...
What, Wesley Snipes fucking Blade.
He can still... He's gotten older, you know, there's a little gray in his goatee now, but motherfucker still is badass. I'm like, let's do another... And Ryan Reynolds says, like, yeah, we need another, like a goodbye to Blade movie. Like, give him one more movie to kind of go out, because...
Like, I mean, Blade was... Dude, that was one movie. It didn't matter if you were a comic book fan or not. Everybody fucking knew Blade.
Yeah, I mean, that is... If it wasn't for Blade, we wouldn't have the MCU. That was the first Marvel movie. At the time, didn't even realize it was a freaking Marvel property, probably. You know? But yeah, Deadpool was like... Not Deadpool. Blade was like the first live-action Marvel comic movie. And, and you know... I like that joke too, where he's like talking to Elektra, and she's like, yeah, you know, Daredevil died. And he's like, oh, I'm sorry. He's like, yeah, no big deal, because you know, Ben Affleck, her ex-husband, was Daredevil in those movies. She's like, nah, it's cool. He's dead. but yeah, Blade just looked fucking. And then the other big fucking live action Channing Tatum Gambit was the thing I didn't know I needed in this life. Because that was, like, when they announced
that...
Dude,
that was a badass version of Gambit.
Yes, when they announced that, we're like, Channing Tatum is Gambit? Really? That's... And then, like I said, Marvel got bought out by Disney. That movie got, you know, all the, pretty much the Fox Marvel properties got canceled. And it never got to play. And he keeps making those jokes. He's like... And everyone's like, yeah, we want one last adventure so we can say goodbye. And then he's like, or we never really got to have an adventure. But... Now that I'm like, God damn it, I kind of want to see him as in a Gambit movie, because that is just fucking hilarious. And just the way he's talking, that Cajun act, and Deadpool's like, what the fuck are you saying? But yeah, I mean, Channing Tatum is like the king of cameos. Like him and, This Is the End, where he's like the Gimp.
Yeah. Just,
that motherfucker will do anything. He's like, you know, for a dude who looks like, you know, he should be like the leading man and just off the wall comedy shit. The dude, kind of like John Cena, like his comedy shit's way better than his action shit.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I love seeing him as like not a serious actor. And watching some of those like bo staff, like I've seen some like videos of him training with like the bo staff. He's pulling off some moves that I'm like, damn, that's pretty cool. Like he does this like where he spins the staff around his neck and then catches it. And I'm like, I gotta practice that. That looks bad. So I'm like taking notes. I'm like, I gotta pull up and see some of these fucking Gambit moves here. He's like, and what do you do again? I charge the cards. I blow the cards. What the fuck was that? It's like this is the constant. Like, I don't understand what this motherfucker is saying. Whiskey dick of the claws. And just like a video game, Deadpool gets the upgrade to the golden deagles.
Yeah. You knew that was going to happen. He'd be like, he'd want me to have these.
Oh. Speaking of deagles, have you seen the Deadpool deagle that Johns Creek has?
No, I haven't seen that yet.
They had the King of Camo make a custom Deadpool edition Desert Eagle, and they are currently raffling it off for their like They're having like a block party later this month. I definitely need to win that Deadpool Deagle.
It makes my wrist hurt.
It doesn't kick nearly as bad as I mean, I shot Mike's. It's just so fucking heavy that it's kind of like my 44. It soaks up a lot of the recoil. It's not like shooting a 500 Magnum.
It's just so expensive to shoot.
Yeah, it's like fucking dollar a round.
Yeah, I've blown $50 a lot quicker in a lot worse ways, so.
But yeah, that fight scene with the Deadpool core, that was like just some straight video game shit. Like just just basically like the side scroll of them just going through like the wave of after wave of pools. And I seen a video come out recently of Hugh Jackman doing the ADR, you know, where you know they a lot of the time, especially like big action movies and shit, you have to go back and record your dialogue over like the video stuff, and just him in a sound booth doing all the fight noises, and he's like acting out like he's like such a fucking like looks like a kid nerd thing, you know, he's like, you know, doing the slices with, you know, just in front of a microphone, like, die. It's just hilarious watching that be filmed, like, separate from the actual scene. Then I'm like, fucking Hollywood's fun. I should have been an actor.
I don't know why. Like, you've always kind of wanted to go a comedy route or something. Like, pursue that shit, dude. Do it. You were in that one movie.
Yeah, it takes time.
You're in another movie. I don't know if you watched it yet.
What movie?
At the wedding video.
Oh, yeah. I saw the trailer.
Oh, you haven't seen the full version yet?
No, you sent me like the
oh, the, shit. Rachel put all that shit all over Facebook. I figured you would have saw it.
I don't know.
Don't worry, I have her muted, too.
I may have, I don't know.
It's like, she can't be in the know. She'll get us in trouble.
What are y'all fucking doing? Nothing.
No.
It's like when a man asks, like, hey, did you see that thing I sent you? I'm like, you sent me a lot of shit. You gotta be more, like, specific. Which specific thing did you send me?
Created a monster. That's what I've done.
Oh, speaking of which, Facebook stuff. Had a Facebook memory pop-up today. Apparently today, 10 years ago, we recorded the intro to this show. I think our first episode came out like...
Whoa. Is this September. Our 10th anniversary?
Well, the first episode got released on September 11th. That would be the 10-year. But today is the 10-year...
How did we release a podcast episode on my anniversary? Is this one of those things that Rachel talks constant shit about to me?
No, we recorded previously. It just got released on the 11th. But today was the day that we, I guess, recorded all our, like, intros and outros and shit. All our segment
videos. Went to Guitar Center. Bought our Zoom. It lasted 9 good years. Now our Zoom's got a fresh coat of paint. I like this Zoom a little bit better.
Zoom 2.0. Which I saw some YouTube guy doing, like, man on the street interviews. He literally just had a Zoom in the like front shirt pocket, and then was like had like a regular mic. Like, just I was like, hey, I've seen one of those.
That's a handy dandy piece of equipment, I tell you what, dude. I am on the fucking struggle bus. Holy shit, this is Dayquil, not Nightquil. Why the fuck is it trying to put me to sleep?
Take another hit. Okay. You got to get past the sleepy into the where it's like, I'm kind of a little fucked up. Oh, but yeah, you know, of course he finds the,
I'm going to go drive a car.
The, yeah, they're like, you know, brings Wolverine back and he's like, hey, look, I found a Wolverine. We can just like plug him into my universe and not. He's like, dude, you found the worst Wolverine in all of the multiverse. Like, what? Yeah, he's like an alcoholic ass. You know, you find out pretty much like he like fucked off one night and then the X-Men got murdered while he was gone. And so he went on like a vengeance spree and just killed a bunch of motherfuckers apparently. And now he's just.
But they were all bad guys, right?
Yeah. They killed everybody. Oh, but he's like, when he like, you know, he's like, I've been to like every universe and you're the only Wolverine that hasn't kicked my ass. So, you know, as soon as I showed up, so this must be, you know, you're meant to be here. And like, he's like, you know, fuck off, bub or whatever. He's like, you know, no, I love that line. He's like, you know, you can come with me or you can like take a deep breath through your fucking forehead. I'm like, I like, that's a good line. I like that. Oh,
I love forehead breaths.
And then it's like, yeah, he's like, ooh, whiskey dick of the claws. But when he passes out and he goes to like pick him up and he's like, oh shit, y'all won't believe this. And then he's like, yo, fucking in the like the classic like yellow, or even when he's jumping, like you see the brown uniform Wolverine in like one of the multiverse, he's like, hey, oh, OG Brown. Hey, didn't you fight Hulk in this outfit? And then you see like Hulk behind him, he's like, oh shit. Hulk just like fucking chunks his ass. Oh. Yeah, so now we need Wolverine versus Hulk movie in live action.
It just won't be as fun as Deadpool and Wolverine. Just two big ass egos.
Yeah.
I mean, that's all. It's just a never-ending dick-showing competition.
Not Feige, you won't let him do that either. No cocaine, no dicks. You can stick your hand up somebody's ass, but as long as we don't see a dick. But then we have the, when they go back to the castle to make what's her name send them back, that fight scene with all the classic character, you know, when they all get out of the car and shit, and you're like, oh, did drunk Wolverine not come along? And he's like, I'm in the trunk. And then he's like, oh, it's like, I've been waiting for this, I'm gonna make a name for myself. He's like, I don't think y'all are gonna make it out of this. And he's like, doesn't matter, just let people know what happened here today. Let them know my name is Remy LeBeau.
God, and it was so epic. Oh,
yes. I want another Blade movie now. I want a Blade movie, and I want to. As much as I thought that was going to be stupid when they announced it, I just for the comedy of it, I want a fucking Channing Tatum Gambit movie.
But is it because of him, or is it because of the cool effects of the cards? Because I really want that deck of cards.
Yeah, that looked really cool. And
like, that was almost like Doctor Strange-esque type shit on the cards.
Yeah, finally seeing that like in true live. I mean, there was a brief Gambit in that horrible whatever Wolverine Origins movie that had the fucked up Deadpool. But yeah, seeing it and him in like the full like comic accurate. I mean, we just finished watching X-Men 97, and it's like, dude, he's actually wearing the fucking Gambit outfit. This is awesome. I mean, he didn't have the black contact lenses, but other than that, it's like, he's full Gambit. It's fucking awesome. That, and we said it was, yeah, there was a couple scenes where I actually yelled out in theaters, and we saw him in, like, the yellow Wolverine outfit. But when they get to that Deadpool fight and he reaches behind and pulls on the mask and he's like, holy shit, they're going full Wolverine. That was another one of those moments in the theater where I was like, fuck yes. And like yelling at the screen. He's like, you know, even Deadpool's like, oh shit. And like, he's like, I only normally wear it for fights. He's like, all right then. He makes that joke, dude. He's like, you may not recognize him. This is Wolverine. Usually he's shirtless, but yeah, he let himself go after the divorce. But when they like, you know, you've got to short circuit the World Destroyer, and they pull the Guardians of the Galaxy. Let's hold hands and like share the power so we don't like die. and his shirt like blows off and he's like just fucking ripped. And he's like, I may be old, but I can still do it. He's like, I just didn't want to do it for this whole movie. We're going to save it for one scene because it's going to take me however long we've been shooting this to get back to like, you know, Wolverine status.
God.
And that was one of the questions I think I've seen in some of the, like the interviews was like, was that a body double or is Hugh still that jacked? They're like, no, that's all Hugh, baby.
Motherfucking Hugh jacked, man.
That's not CGI. That's still still Hugh. I mean, he wasn't as swole as he was in, was it the Wolverine movie where he went to Japan? That was when he was on, like, peak steroids. I mean, he was, like, fucking huge in that movie. But, I mean, homeboy was fucking ripped. I mean, I guess he's finally hitting, like, old man strength.
Shit, every day I'm waiting on mine to kick in. It's not here yet. See you contemplating. I don't know what you're
trying to like figure out when old. I think you got to be in your 50s before old men strength. I'm thinking of like some of the old men I know. Yeah. I think you got to hit your 50s before you get full old man strength.
Well, I feel like I'm in my 50s.
Because now we're in middle aged man strength. That's usually like your lowest point. You peak in your 20s, and then you kind of valley out in your 40s, and you go back up in your 50s.
I don't know. I kind of feel like I'm starting to reach my peak. I'm going to a rave. That's how I know I'm peaking.
Speaking of raves, have you looked at the Dragon Con musical lineup this year?
No.
There's like actually a couple metal bands coming. Fucking Power Glove's playing and Galactic Empire, which is a Star Wars themed metal band. It's kind of like Cybertronic Spree, but Star Wars characters. Like their drummer is Boba Fett.
Yeah, I've heard of both. I've never...
Like, technically, Spree's still playing. They're just not playing at Dragon Con. They're playing down the road, but they're just going to be there that same
during
weekend.
Dragon Con weekend.
Yeah, they're going to be at the Masquerade Saturday night.
Yeah, so...
But I saw Power Glove once opening for MC Chris back in the day.
I know there was another concert they were in that we were going to try to go to, and either we forgot about it or something else happened, and we just never made it.
But yeah, Power Glove's... puts on a pretty good show. I've never seen Galactic Empire, but I've seen their YouTube videos. I'm like, definitely want to hit that concert. Fight off all the pools to get to the...
Do we have another episode before Dragon Con?
We should. We have time for another episode before Dragon Con.
Are you saying you have time?
Yeah, I mean, say, are you going to be here? If you're here, yes, we have time for one more episode before Dragon Con. August is a long month.
So I have to go to every rave at Dragon Con to prepare for the weekend after Dragon Con.
So you're going to go to those like late night DJ shows at like 2 in the morning?
Yeah, I guess so.
We need to go pick you up some glow sticks and some pacifiers?
Yeah. A couple of knee replacements while you're at it. I told you, I created a monster.
Getting too old for this shit, Riggs.
Apparently not. Apparently I'm peaking now.
Get you one of those rainbow afro wigs.
I don't know what I'm wearing yet. I have no idea. Probably just, I'm here for the rave booty.
Time to go to the Hot Topic.
Nah. Time to go to the vendor hall. They have all the retro neon shit.
Yeah, true enough. I want to find another, we bought those,
dude, I still wear the shit out of mine.
Yeah, I gotta get another one of those.
That's your cigar nerds.
Yeah, I figured talking about Deadpool, I should put on a Hawaiian shirt for this episode, because that was kind of pool-esque.
you never send me memos. I would have probably wore the wrong one anyway.
I missed it. They had a Hawaiian shirt contest at one of the breweries around here, but I was like, I couldn't... Amanda's working, I couldn't get the time to go. I was like, I was gonna rock that the fucking horror. But yeah, if that booth is there and they got a different shirt, I'm definitely buying another one of those. Because I had the one that was like the Freddy colors that looked pretty cool.
Yeah, the only one they had was like way too big for me.
Yeah, those things are kind of like a button up. Most time I wear a 2X, but those was like I could have gotten to an extra large because they were like definitely a size bigger than what they're labeled as.
But so, yeah. I mean, a Hawaiian shirt's supposed to be big. It's supposed to be flowy. And my, you know, you got to have the big belly.
Oh, speaking of which, do you know Deadpool's swords are named?
No, I don't think so.
Deadpool's a huge Golden Girls fan. His swords are named B. Arthur. I saw like a picture and on the tip of the very bottom of the handle, I guess you call that the pommel, one of them says B and the other one says Arthur.
That is awesome.
Yeah, I really want bone leg nunchucks, though.
I think one of my pairs are wooden. I don't know. Like, we keep talking about nunchucks. Like, I'm going to get up and go get them and be like, hey, got nunchucks.
I mean, I think there's a pair of nunchucks over there in the corner. I know there's two in my gym bag. Oh, but
I haven't tried to mess with them yet. I haven't really messed with nunchucks since I was a teenager, and I'm like, ow, I'm doing slap myself. Ow. This is not working like it does on fucking Ninja Turtles.
I'm all right with one. I've literally been trying to figure out how to like do the double chucking. That's a lot harder to do because you're like, one hand has to do something different than the other hand. It's like trying to like, you know, work them both with independently of one another is, yeah, the potential for smacking yourself goes way up when you're rocking double chucks.
I love how we talked 45 minutes about Deadpool and all of the things we've covered. You know what we haven't done?
What?
Like, absolutely spoiled the shit out of the movie. Like, there's just so much happening.
Yeah.
Like, most of the time, it's like, you know, we were talking about doing that Twisters episode or whatever, and I'm just like, it's kind of meh, in my opinion. Like, Deadpool is so much better.
Yeah. But now we got to come up with another topic for next week because it was Twisters.
Titty Twisters?
Actually, it was going to be Twisters, then Deadpool, but we were a week late, so we just switched up for Deadpool.
So I don't really even care about, like...
There's a hole in the schedule for next episode. We got to come up with something.
I still have $15 on my gift card. Dude, movies are fucking expensive.
Yeah, no shit.
I bought two tickets. It was $42.
Is there anything else coming out this month before the next, or anything out currently before the next recording?
I don't know. There was some shit coming out in August, but I don't remember. Yeah.
I mean, we haven't talked about The Boys, the last season of The Boys yet.
I'm so far behind on that.
Or the Cobra Kai came out, but they're breaking that up into three parts, so might as well wait till it's complete before we talk about the last season of Cobra Kai. But this is a conversation we have after the show.
No, dude, this is exactly what Deadpool would do. He would stop everything.
He'd break the fourth wall and be like, he's going to turn and start talking to the GoPro so we can like, hey, fucking nice pull. I can gently caress the fourth wall. I can't fully break it. Oh.
I wish that was nice.
I wonder, who is this world's Peter? Another thing, too, is like, at the end of it, we expected this to be like, everything collapses. Everything is now part of main MCU, Earth 616. But, you know, by destroying the world, like, he actually, like, reset his world. And, like, they're like, not only is your world, like, no longer dying, it's thriving. So that kind of Fox Marvel universe exists. So if they want to crossover, we can still get those old characters at some point. I mean, we know, like when he's in the TVA, like, headquarters, they're like, he's showing, he's like, it's time to join us another universe, and he's showing him, like, clips from, like, the proper MCU, and there's one with, like, him and Thor holding him and crying, and it's like, why was Thor crying? And they never, like, answer that question the whole movie, so I'm like, you know he's gonna show up later in an Avengers movie or something. We got Secret Wars, you know, I'm sure that's you know, Deadpool's going to be back for Secret Wars, because we got to get a payoff of that. Why is Thor holding Deadpool and crying? I mean, we didn't even get that in the like post credits. All we got in the post credits was like when they end up at the Ant-Man, you know, castle there, and he's like, "Oh yeah, this guy, he said all these nasty things about you." And he's like, "No, I didn't. You're lying." He's like, "No, he said like, you know, I don't give a shit if she just rips my skin off and you know, fuck that bitch." And she's like, "Oh really?" And like fucking kill. And the whole thing is like, Wolverine's like, "You got that poor Johnny killed." And then he was like, "Hey, the fucking book, I'm tired of everyone saying that I got Johnny killed. In fact, watch this." And it's him saying every single thing Deadpool said that he said. He's like, "Told y'all motherfuckers."
I don't know. Like, what? Everything exists in all facets now. Like, I don't know what we get after this.
Yeah, it's great, because, I mean...
But, I mean, in an era where everybody wants to bitch and argue about, you know, oh, this is canon, that's not canon, and blah, 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 and it's like, all right, all cards are on the table now, motherfucker.
Yeah, and I think Marvel kind of had a plan up till Endgame, and they've kind of been struggling since Endgame. Like, with the exception of the last Doctor Strange movie I thought was good, and the Spider-Man movies that have come out post-Endgame. But everything else has been kind of a little bit weak.
I mean, Star Wars did the same thing, though. You know, like, we went so long, and then we started getting, you know, like, some of the one-offs, and then, you know, the main fucking movies, and it was like every year was another Star Wars, and it's like, no. We're over-indated with Star Wars. We're over-indated with, you know, superhero shit. Like, need 2 or 3 years to fucking cool off. And...
Yeah, and you know, even Feige came out and said, "Hey, like, yeah, we've kind of gone to quantity over quality, and now we're needing to pull that back and concentrate more on making quality product, not quantity product." And we'll probably talk about that news. They've made some announcements that sounds like they're trying to correct the ship a little bit, but if this is, I'm sure we'll see Deadpool again. I don't know if we'll see another Deadpool solo film, but I really want to see him interact with the rest of the MCU. Just the sheer fuckery of it.
It's like, I want to be an Avenger.
Yeah, that, like, that job interview with Happy Hogan. I forgot about that for a second, but yeah, when he travels to, like, that's what started his depression and why he gave up being a hero and became a car salesman, because he traveled to, like, 616 and was like, "I want to be an Avenger," and he's like, "No." "Sorry, bud, you're just a little bit too weird so for us right now.
I want to talk to the man. Where's the man?" Like, "Well, you got to go through me to get to this. So you're not the man. I want to..." Like, I could totally relate every job interview ever.
I need some gold deagles now, though.
Dude, it's just crazy. Like, I'm waiting for us to stop recording and be like, "Fuck, we forgot to talk about this and this and, oh shit, this other thing." And
there's, like, just so much. And, like you said, yeah, this is one of those movies that had to be seen on the big screen and has to be seen, like, multiple times to get every little fucking thing in there. Like, I can't wait till it comes out on video when it hits Disney Plus or whatever, where I can actually pause this shit and be like, really, like, analyze and rewind stuff, because there is just so much shit in this movie that it's like...
Well, this is one that I kind of feel like I wish I would have tried to get 3D tickets for.
Yeah, because when I got it, it was like I didn't... Timing-wise, I had to go see a standard film. If it's out in... I may have to go back and see it again while it's in theaters, just so I can get that 3D experience. Which, I think this might be in the 4D. Because I've not done that yet. Apparently, we've got one down in Atlantic Station that has the 4D theaters where...
Well, I did see that... the original 96 Twister and the newer Twisters was going to get a 4DX, you know, a couple showings. I'm like, that might be pretty cool to experience.
Yeah, I've never done any of the 4Ds, but when I saw an ad for it, I looked it up, and apparently...
What you know about triple Ds?
Piranha triple Ds.
God.
But yeah,
talk like about obscure movies that you can't find. Try to find the Piranha movies. They are so fucking difficult.
But yeah, the AMC down in Atlantic Station has a 4D theater.
That's so far away.
Go check that
There's
out.
There's so much traffic.
You can take MARTA. There's a bus that goes from the MARTA station over there. That's how I went to the last beer fest at Atlantic Station, because I knew I wasn't going to be sober enough to drive.
God, I think the last time I was in it. No, we did the storage unit haunted houses, or the storage container haunted house.
I went down there and saw the bodies exhibit. That's probably the last time I went down to Atlantic Station, as me and a man went to watch, look at the bodies. Let the bodies hit the floor. Let the bodies hit the floor. Oh, yeah. During the Deadpool fight, Deadpool versus all the Deadpools, when they end up on the bus... And we don't get, like, inside shot. We just get the outside shot. And the windows are just slowly getting, like, covered in blood.
Oh, yeah.
And they bust out the back window. And you get that, like, epic, like, comic book, like, flash page of, like, fucking Wolverine leaping through the airs with the claws. And then Deadpool just, like, trips and falls on his face. Like, damn it! That was so cool! And that's all anyone's gonna talk about is me falling on my fucking face!
This is such a great fucking movie, folks. I just...
Yes, like I said,
fucking go and see it. And don't drink a bottle of DayQuil or whatever the fuck this shit is before
you go.
Do you
remember Blood of the Q?
Blood of the Q? No.
It was that one time... I don't remember if you were there. I know it was me and Steve were there. It was... We were sick, but we also wanted to get drunk, so we made a cocktail that was NyQuil and vodka. We called it Blood of the Q. So you got drunk and treated your cold at the same time.
Whoa.
I don't recommend it, but it's a thing you can do.
Do I have man flu? Am I
can't tell if I'm sick or hungover.
I'm sick of being hungover.
Man, I haven't drunk since that last steampunk convention. I need to go do some reps and get my liver in shape for Dragon Con, so I don't die at the phone booth.
I don't know. Like, the drinks are so tasty. Like, it's...
It's almost bucket time. Those buckets are so... I hate those things, but Amanda, like, she's like, I got this bucket! Yay!
I mean, at this point, it's the novelty of the bucket, but, you know, pretty much, unless this is your first con, you already know how to make the bucket a rum bucket.
Yeah, it's like, just use...
Your own flask.
Yeah. Because, yeah, that shit's, like, pre-made, and it tastes like there's no alcohol in it. It's Kool-Aid and, like, maybe a splash of rum. So, just bring extra rum to, like, you know, pour in your bucket to get the full bucket experience. So, as we kind of wrap up Deadpool and Wolverine, this here gold label, I like it. It's got very smooth with hints of kind of caramel and coffee, which I do like. I try to get away from sweets, but caramel is kind of like my one weakness, and that just, like, coffee caramel, but a very, like, kind of smooth, like, smokiness to it. Like, it's feels luxurious, I guess, hence the gold label, so you look fancy. But unlike some of the fancier Rockies, it's not that expensive. It's like a $12-$13 cigar, so it's not in the super luxury price range, but it's a luxury experience. But that's all we got for you this week. Go see fucking Deadpool while it's still in theaters. If you've already seen it, go see it again, because you probably missed something. I know I missed something. I got to see that shit again. And we'll be right back with some science.
Start a fight. I know this. It's a new era of Doctor Who, and Earth Station Who is your go-to podcast for all things in the universe, from classic Who to new Who to new Who.
Join Mike, and Mary, along with special guests, as they discuss the latest news, recap and review stories, explain endings, uncover Easter eggs, and confront controversies.
So Whovians old and new, come along for the trip of a lifetime. The TARDIS has enough room for everyone as we explore this new era together.
Hey, welcome back. It's time for some science. Oh.
How quickly this episode has devolved.
Just like Deadpool. All right, first we got some freaking lasers.
I love lasers, man.
Yeah. Speaking of rapes. British Army shows off new speed of light laser weapon, which is kind of a stupid name because all lasers travel at the speed of light. They're made of light.
Nah, man, they're lasers. Light just illuminates. Lasers, like, burn and shit.
It's like advertising your water is wet. But yeah, the UK government has trialed what they are calling their speed of light laser weapon, firing from the top of an army combat vehicle. The Ministry of Defense Land Laser Directed Energy Weapon, a demonstrator program, developed the weapon, which has now been tested at a firing range in Salisbury. Basically, the groundbreaking test was successful, and the laser is able to neutralize targets further than a kilometer or 0.6 miles in freedom units. Basically, they're going to be able to blast drones and whatnot.
But like with the lasers, like I guess they just dissipate over a certain distance or something? Like,
yeah, I don't know what determines the range of, like, is the, I don't think they kind of spread like a light, like a flashlight does. They tend to stay fairly focused, but I guess the power that's, the range is limited by the power of how far it can.
Cause that was always the thing, like, with the lightsabers and stuff. Like, how do you contain it? Like, wouldn't it just kind of, I guess, maybe small.
Magnets.
Small amounts of power, like enough to produce warm temperature to cut, but
yeah, probably at a certain point it turns into a laser pointer. It's not got enough power to like burn through its target and blow things up.
Except for your retinas.
But what's kind of cool about this, it's the first, because
really
they've
hurt.
I know the U.S., I think other people have tested laser weaponry, but they've always been like big ass shit that's mounted on like a ship or, you know, an air. This is the first time that it's gotten small enough to be vehicle portable. So it can be mounted on a, you know, a smaller land-based craft and not some, like, you know, big-ass ship.
I'm a big-ass craft. Look at me. I think I'm starting to get my second wind from... Maybe I should drink more.
What, speaking of big-ass crafts, first hydrogen-powered air taxi breaks record with the longest flight without emissions. I wish I could go on a flight without making emissions. Fart tubes. So a flying vehicle prototype, which is a wild-ass, looks like a plane helicopter hybrid thingy, from Joby Aviation, tested a first-of-its-kind hydrogen-electric air taxi. So the range of this thing flew 523 miles over California, and since it uses a hydrogen engine, it only emissions from the vehicle was water. It not only does it... and landed with 10% of its fuel remaining. So, yeah, basically this aircraft is a hydrogen electric hybrid and basically uses batteries for takeoff and landing when I guess it has to generate the most power, and holds 88 pounds of liquid hydrogen, which uses to feed a fuel cell system that produces electricity, water, and heat. With additional batteries to give additional power during takeoffs and landings, as I said.
Well, that sounds fancy as fuck.
According to Joe Ben Brevert, founder and CEO of Joby, is I imagine being able to fly from San Francisco to San Diego, Boston to Baltimore, or Nashville to New Orleans without the need to go to an airport and with no emissions except water. So basically they're trying to build like an air taxi, like aka a flying Uber, where you could just take off from anywhere and go wherever the fuck you want.
Cool. Saving the planet and shit.
Ah, the planet's too waterized.
The company is hoping to fly the air taxi commercially at some point next year, though more testing and eventual approval will be necessary. Their electric version of the air taxi will go into service next year, but they're going to have more testing and eventual approval to be to use the hydrogen electric version to be available for
trips. I just wonder what it takes to recharge the batteries.
Oh, well, this thing being hydrogen-based, it's just you fill it up like you would a gas vehicle.
I know.
You just have to do it with hydrogen.
But, you know, all these people are like, yeah, I drive electric. Yeah, what powers that charger that you're...
A fucking diesel generator, motherfucker. You're still using... Oh, man, I watched Whistling Diesel got a hold of one of those cyber trucks and did, like, a torture test on it. Man, they fucked that thing up. Like, it's supposed to have, like, 11,000-pound tank towing capacity, and he... Because he had a regular Ford F-150 and the Cybertruck and made the trucks do the exact same thing. And at one point, he got the Ford stuck and tried to pull it out with the Cybertruck and just ripped the whole ass end out of the truck. Like, the fucking tow hitch was hooked to, like, aluminum, not, like, a steel frame. And he just, like, completely ripped the ass out of that thing. So, don't try towing anything with your Cybertruck.
I'm pretty sure the last time we were here, we talked about this. I don't remember, but... I did see a Cybertruck with a wrap to make it look like a Halo Warthog. Yeah, that's been the coolest thing I've seen so far with the Cybertrucks.
Yeah, they. I don't know how functional they are. They kind of look cool, but yeah, I would not try to use it to do truck things. Not if you want it to like stay together. And in other news. Throwback to our Vault Tech episode. They're wanting to build a vault on the moon to preserve Earth's biodiversity.
I figured they'd be trying to get the two people back from space.
Nah, fuck them people, apparently. And they're like, no, we're going to put other things in space. Yep. Study published in the Journal of Bioscience. Proposal led by Dr. Mary Hagedorn of the Smithsonian's National Zoo and Conservation Biology Institute. Basically, they're wanting to build, because we've already got a couple of these here on Earth, long-lasted storage vaults where they can maintain basically seeds and animal DNA to, you know, there's any kind of disaster to be able to rebuild. And the problem with those on Earth, even though they try to build them in areas like, you know, the Arctic where... It's constantly cool, but you still have stuff like earthquakes and things that could affect those. The one that's the base of the permafrost defrosted and it started like leaking water and they had to like, you know, do some rework on one of the current ones here on Earth. But they would like to basically cryopreserve samples and store them on the moon where they have, I guess, craters at the poles, where the bottom never sees sunlight and the region temperatures in those areas are remain below negative 321 degrees Fahrenheit. So it would be extremely advantageous for long-term stability of such a vault. The samples can be preserved without human intervention or power.
Because aliens.
Yep.
Aliens are the power.
And the moon's atmosphere is so thin it's basically a vacuum, so no weather to worry about, no earthquakes. It would be, like, super stable if we can actually get such devices up there. They said it'd be more complicated than just sending a capsule to the moon. You know, they'd literally have to get up there and build some kind of... And also they have to come up with a way to protect the samples from radiation. But, yeah, they're currently in development trying to figure out how this would work. Maybe we'll talk to some scientists at Dragon Con this year. We can ask them, like, how the fuck y'all building shit on the moon, man?
Yeah, man. How you gonna leave two individuals stranded, man?
And in other news, speaking of travel.
Just moving on? All right, fine. So Fuck you. No.
Who's stranded where? Because I caught part of that article, but I didn't actually...
No, so NASA apparently sent two people up, and like NASA's computer-based, you know, simulators have like tried to go through like a million different scenarios on how to get them back and couldn't come up with it. So now, you know, fucking Musk is like, haha, I can go get them. And then NASA's like, you're not us. No, you can't. Yeah, we can't. So now there's a big tough and all of these, you know, space exploration agencies.
It's like, you know, retiring the space shuttle and not having a replacement on deck was not a good idea. Oh, now we have to rely on either other countries or the private sector to do space shit for us. Huh. But yeah. Just call Musk. Musk will take care of it.
So
it's time to Musk up.
We're going to get musky.
Yeah, it seems like, maybe the government should build new spaceships. Well, we talked about the speed of light. How fast is the speed of smell?
I smell your cigar.
Well, apparently, like I said, the speed of light operates in a vacuum, so it's a very constant speed of 938,571,000. And 56.43 feet per second is the absolute speed limit of the universe. Well, and sound, not the same as light, because it travels through a wave, can't travel through vacuums, and its speed depends on the medium from which it moves through, liquid, solid, or gas, where denser solids it travels faster than, around 1,500 or 5,000 feet per second in water, 340 meters per se- or 1,115 feet per second in solids and or no, in water and or in air, and then solids even faster than that. Well, trying to calculate odors is a new study. Basically, odors are volatilized chemical compounds that, based on the rate of evaporation, is kind of how the speed of smell works. So basically, it varies depending on what chemicals are making up the smell.
Poop. It travels very quickly.
We'll get to that. And smell travels like the kind of basic pressure, temperature, and pressure and temperature is the main things that affect how smells propagate. That's why if you've ever farted in a shower, it smells way worse than it does if you just fart in like normal air because of the pressure, temperature, and I guess moisture. You never want to fart in a shower. It you may die. Well, basically, like I said, airflow, and but they've come up with a way, according to Graham's law of effusion, where heavier molecules move more slowly than lighter molecules. So while the speed of smell is heavily dependent on factors of pressure, temperature, and airflow, there's ways of approximating it. And according to this Graham's law, compounds used in perfumes, they tested basic compounds used in perfumes and kind of the main chemicals that make up the smell of farts, and they found that farts travel quicker than perfumes. So if you fart and try to spray the air freshener, you're probably still going to smell fart before the air freshener smell gets to you. Just be known.
Hmm. Interesting.
And since, you know, smells also move slower, that's why you're able to walk up, fart, and walk away, and then the person next to you gets blamed for the smell. That's always a fun game to play.
Oh, crop dust.
I've done that at, like, Walmart before, like, walk up next to somebody, like, fart and leave, and then, like, you're on the next aisle when the smell hits, and then everyone looks at that guy that's standing there. But sound travels quicker than smell, so if you hear the fart, you may be able to get away. But if you try to cover it with perfume,
run away.
The fart's going to get to you first. But that's all the science I got for you this week, if you can call what bullshit I just said science. Now we'll be right back with some nerd news.
And now it's time for all things nerdy in Nerd News.
And welcome to Nerd News.
Yeah, news.
So, in news, we often talk about trailers, upcoming topics. This rendition, we're going to talk a little bit about cross-merchandising, how we can help your brand. So apparently, Reebok has revealed limited edition Alien Romulus sneakers.
Interesting.
Yeah, so I guess Kaylee Spaney's character has seen, you know, wearing these in the Romulus trailer. So now you can own a pair for yourself, pretty similarly anyway. So Reebok announced they're releasing limited edition shoes that are a modified version of the futuristic Reebok Alien Stompers, worn by Ripley and Bishop in Aliens. They'll run $170. The shoes were specifically designed for the movie, and replicas were in more recent years released by Reebok, becoming highly sought after by fans and collectors.
Oh yeah, all the fucking sneakerheads are gonna be
Yeah. So, for the release of Alien Romulus, the storied franchise is set to reignite thrills with the commercial release of a unique and compelling piece of footwear that'll be worn throughout the forthcoming film. Pulled from archive, built upon Reebok basketball iconic BB4002 frame.
I sound like a Star Wars droid.
Yeah, the Reebok Alien Romulus was designed to battle big bugs, featuring an all-leather upper distress film worn finish, Weyland Yutani logo on the tongue and heel, EVA foam midsole, and a solid rubber cupsole with a grippy traction pattern for grip, among other, quote, Easter eggs.
Yeah, so I got a Facebook, Instagram ad the other day. There's, I can't remember the name of the company, but they're making Star Wars themed motorcycle helmets for Star Wars nerds. They got a Mandalorian, a Rebel pilot, and a Resistance pilot themed motorcycle helmet so far.
So I guess with the 1986 film worn Alien Stomper boot maintaining grail status in contemporary sneaker culture, the brands would come together for additional product collabs in 2016 for the 30th anniversary of Aliens, 2019 and 2020 for the 40th of the original 1979. So I guess August 27th, Reebok.com.
Yeah, we talked about the Romulus track. I can't remember if it was when you hear the last episode I did with Amanda, but that thing looks, I mean, it looks,
dude,
it looks
the
scary.
More I see
it
the trailer, like the more that I want to see, you know, this reminds me, you know, we had the Alien Isolation game.
Yeah, that's
this
what
reminds
it really
me of
like.
Getting, you know, much more back to the roots of
survival
Alien.
Horror, claustrophobic stuff. That's like, I saw a, I can't remember what was that, but I saw a picture floating around Facebook of a steampunk xenomorph somebody costume did for one of the steampunk conventions. It looks badass.
Dude, that would be a fucking hard one to pull off.
Yeah, it looks like a weird clockwork fucking alien. It's badass looking.
But,
hope that dude comes to con, because I want to see that shit in person. It looked pretty amazing.
Yeah, I mean, that's... I don't know. Maybe this episode we talk a little bit about Dragon Con. You know, because we always talk a little bit about Dragon Con. But, moving right along, you know, there was a little conference called D23. No, they did not add three more rolls on a D20 dice. Sorry.
D's nuts, 20.
Jon Favreau, Dave Filoni revealed that first footage of The Mandalorian and Grogu at D23.
They're back and on the big screen. Star yep. Wars returning to theaters, finally, so, after a break.
Favreau is directing the film, and he came out on stage saying, "We're all plenty excited to have Star Wars back on the big screen." They just started shooting the film a couple of weeks ago, and this is the last D23 event before the movie comes out, so we had to put something together. The footage was screened during the presentation of The Mandalorian on a snow planet, walking into a room and killing a bunch of snowtroopers.
There was a voiceover from Pascal saying that since he took Grogu on as an apprentice, he would be more selective. Wow. Just looking at the fucking steampunk alien xenomorph, that is badass. He would be more selective in the assignments that he agreed to. Mando says in the trailer, we're bounty hunters by trade. Now he's with me. I'll be selective about my assignments. Aw, such a good father figure.
Yeah, no longer working for the Empire. He's only taking down bad guys now. And I want to see a tiny Mandalorian suit
for so, we did get to see a shot of the Mandalorian spaceship with Zeb from Star Wars Rebels as first introduced in the Mandalorian.
Hells yeah.
Grogu have commandeered a walker on the same snow planet. They slide down an icy cliff slide and they reach the bottom where there are four-legged AT-ATs walkers waiting to shoot at them. There was a moment when the little droid mechanic guy from Star Wars, The Rise of Skywalker, who worked on C-3PO and who later appeared on The Mandalorian. It looks a nice upscaling of the world established in The Mandalorian and the associated series. We're bounty hunters by trade. Now that he's with me, I'll be selective about my assignments. Once again, in a voiceover. So, I guess this is going to be the first theatrical movie based on a Disney Plus series. So, as of right now, looks like this is aiming for a May 2026 release.
Oh, it's so far.
But, you know, kind of cool to see, you know, we begged, we wanted, we, you know, like, come on, there's fucking Mandalorians. Like, we want space pirates. We want the bounties and everything else. I just hope that the move from, you know, a series to the big screen.
Yeah, because the only downside of that is with the series, we got usually 8 to 10 episodes to tell a story. I mean, that's like a 10-hour movie.
Well, so I mean, you get a lot of character building, you get a lot of depth, you get a lot of things.
They're going to limit their storytelling to like a 2 hours max, probably. Unless it's like, this is like, ends up being huge and then it becomes like a fucking new trilogy of movies. But yeah, if I don't get another season of The Mandalorian, I definitely want to see those guys back in the action. Peter Pascal still has a job.
Well, speaking of back in action,
which apparently he's Mr. Fantastic in the new Fantastic Four.
That's fantastic.
Now he's in Star Wars, he's in Marvel, he's in fucking every genre.
Well, we also got another trailer for a Star Wars film at D23. This is Skeleton Crew.
Is that a film? I thought it was another series.
No, I guess it is a series. I don't know. It's Lucasfilm, dude.
But it looks like a kid's film.
I don't know. I think it's going to be more of a coming of age.
There's a lot of kids in this movie. It looks like they're trying to do a kid film in the Star Wars universe.
I guess Jude Law came out on stage to introduce the trailer and talk about the series.
Kind of Goonies.
This is something that we really haven't seen before in Star Wars. You know, it's been described as a galactic version of the classic ambient coming of age adventure films of the 80s. You can definitely see the influence
Star Wars
trailer.
Goonies.
Yep.
I mean, they even had skeletons.
Or E.T.
One-Eyed Willy. Oh, yeah, E.T. I remember the Explorers, where they made the spaceship out of, like, the fucking Tilt-A-Whirl ride.
Yeah, vaguely.
It's been a long time, but yeah, it's like, it kind of gave me that feel, too.
So, whether it turns out to be good or not, one thing's for sure, if the series came out when I was a kid, I'd freaking love to watch it, I guess. Skeleton Crew follows
the
journey of four kids who make up a mysterious discovery on their seemingly safe home planet, then get lost in a strange and dangerous galaxy, crossing paths with the likes of Judd Nawood, the mysterious character played by Law. Finding their way home, meeting unlikely allies and enemies will be a great adventure. The series was initially pitched to Lucasfilm as, quote, Goonies and Star Wars, and it's been explained that while the series stars four kids, it's not a kid's show. The series was created by John Watts, who also did Spider-Man, also Ravi Cabot-Conyers. Nick Frost also stars in the series as a droid. The episodes and the show will be directed by Bryce Dallas Howard, the Daniels, David Lowery, Jake Shear, Lee Isaac Chung, and the Mandalorian's Jon Favreau. And nice. Dave Filoni will executive produce.
Yeah, he's like the, you know, Lucasfilm, I think, head of artistic something or another. But yeah, now he's controlling all of the Star Wars universe, so maybe
but
it won't
suck. Here's the part you're going to love. Streaming on Disney Plus December 3rd, 2024, with the first two episodes.
I hate the week-to-week shit.
Remember when you could binge-watch streaming?
Yeah. Or, like, even fucking Netflix now, they're breaking shit up into, like, oh, we got this whole series, but we're going to break it into, season six into three parts. I'm like, God damn it, give me the whole fucking thing so I can watch it on a weekend.
You don't get it all. Kind of moving right along, I suppose. Whoa, what happened? My email never sent to you, I don't think.
Also, while you're trying to find that, I saw this announcements of Andor Season 2 is coming out, and I guess we're finally going to get K2SO from Rogue One in Season 2. And supposedly, I guess the story is going to take place over 4 years time frame in the Star Wars universe. So I guess we're going to get several adventures of Andor.
So much Star Wars.
Yeah.
Well, something not Star Wars is we did get a little trailer from Kevin Smith doing the 4:30 movie official trailer.
He's actually making another non-Jay and Bob movie.
quote, Clerks 4, yeah. Which I think, judging by this trailer, there's probably going to be a Clerks 4. But I don't know. I mean, this trailer looks interesting,
And it's set in the 80s, and it's kind of the story of dudes that hang out at the movie theater and how that was kind of like central to life back in the day. I remember,
Dude, there were a lot of firsts in the movie theater that took place. I mean, there wasn't many places you could go to be in the dark, sometimes secluded,
Yeah, it was like there was no Netflix and chill back in our day. It's like you had to to go to the movies. That's pretty much what you did. And yeah, I mean, your parents could just pretty much drop you off and you just stay at the damn theater all day and see everything. It was, they thought it was a safe place, but that's also where we met up to go to have fights and shit. It's like, I'll kick your ass. All right, meet me at the movie theater.
Yeah, I mean, you didn't have very many options.
No.
Probably because most of your friends also worked at said movie theater, so. Be like, yeah, go to the back. Keep it down. Bring your own Walmart. Dude, I can't tell you how many Walmart bags of popcorn.
Snack smuggling.
Well, no, I mean, because it'd be like, yeah, as long as you bring your own bag, I can give you all the popcorn in the world.
Dude, back when I was a cop, we used to get, at the end of the night, if you went by the movie theater, they'd just be like, hey, we got all this extra popcorn. We'd come back to the station with, garbage bags full of popcorn.
Oh, yeah. But, yeah, September 13th is the projected release date of, this. I guess this is written to be Kevin Smith, his most personal film to date, with the coming-of-age story set in the summer of 86 that follows three 16-year-old friends who spend their Saturdays sneaking into the movies at the local Cineplex, when one of the guys invites the girl of his dreams to see an R-rated film, all the hilarity breaks loose as a self-important theater manager, Ken Jeong, and teen rivalries interfere with his best laid plans. Justin Long, Rosario Dawson, Jason Briggs, and more contribute to outrageous characters in this comic Valentine to movie going and the youth of the 80s. Basically, Kevin Smith's going to retell his life.
Yeah, that's pretty much what no one want to know of him from like his podcast. Yeah, it sounds like the story of his origin story without it actually being, you know, his biography. Definitely inspired by life events from the looks of it.
And you sent me this little article, Why Doctor Doom Was the Only Choice for the MCU's New Thanos.
Yeah, that was one of our big announcements, was that they are... Robert Downey Jr. is returning, but he's not playing Iron Man. He's playing a different Iron Man. He's playing Doctor Doom. Because, you know, Kang the Conqueror was supposed to be the big bad of this era of the Marvel Universe, but once they kind of fired that actor, they've changed plans. So they announced the two new Avengers movies are going to be Avengers Doomsday and Avengers Secret War, and they announced that revealed that RDJ was playing Doctor Doom. They've not yet announced whether it's a variant of Tony Stark or he's literally Doctor Doom, but Doctor Doom mostly wears a fucking mask the whole time, so I mean he could play if he doesn't take the mask off, they never have to explain why does this dude look like Tony Stark if he's not a variant of Tony Stark.
Do you think RDJ is gonna let that happen?
Probably not. He's like, come on, look at me. Look at this face. So yeah,
I'm beautiful, motherfucker.
They've yet to explain how that's going to work. But also, as we talk to them, trying to kind of correct the wayward universe they've been last. They're bringing back the Russo brothers to direct both of these movies. So the guys are responsible for Captain America: Civil War and, you know, Endgame and what was the other one? Infinity War. So, yeah, they're bringing back some of the OG directors to try to, I guess, right the ship, as it were, and get back to, as he said, the quality over quantity model that they're trying to get back to. But if that's all we got for you this week, check us out on CigarNerdPodcast.com. We're on the ESO Network at ESOnetwork.com. We're on Instagram, X, Facebook at CigarNerdPod, and we're on YouTube at CigarNerdPodcast. Get your shirts at Real Men Smoke Cigars. Get your energy drinks at StrikeForceEnergy.com, promo code CigarNerds. And in the words of Deadpool, let's fucking go! And this has been a recording of the Cigar Nerd Podcast with your hosts, Smokin' Joe and Brad Jackson. Join us next time for more adventures in nerddom.
This has been a broadcast of the ESO Network. Be part of the crew and help support our shows by donating to our ESO Patreon or by shopping for the TeePublic store, which can all be found at www.esonetwork.com. The ESO Network, your station for all things geek.